are now listening to Lower Road Radio.
Let's get it.
What?
At Tanagra. When the walls fell, this is Dan Owings coming at you another time for Lower Road Radio with my co-host, as always, Jason, in the room. Jesse is here doing what he does. He's back.
I'm back, and I still hate Flint Dibble.
Still hate Flint Dibble, still nicked up.
By the way,
yeah,
I would not put your lips on the foam.
Aaron farted on that last week.
Mine?
So, yeah.
Why didn't you do it on Preston?
We just assumed you already had.
Preston's
not here, but that doesn't stop him from dropping off his kid here like we're a daycare or something. So I walk in and his kid's here. I'm like, oh, Preston did make it. They're like, no, Preston's not here. I'm like, how long is that guy staying here then? You know, so whatever.
Well, Preston has his own show now. He's the big time.
Yeah, that's true. He's big time in it. He's past us. And Stella's on the ones and the zeros. I know last week when Aaron was here, we talked about a few things that I thought I wanted to.
This is an audio visit. Dan, for the people just listening, he's waving around this huge metal.
It's heavy. It's needlessly heavy. It's kind of making me have back pains, really, at this point.
Because he's wearing it everywhere. To Walmart, church. Yeah. He's just wearing it to Dollar General.
What's this, you ask? didn't ask? You did.
So, yeah, this is my medal for the Cap City Marathon. Feel that puppy. How heavy is it?
Holy smokes.
I know.
I mean, that's a couple pounds.
That's solid.
To wear this?
Listen, I put it on after my race, and about 45 seconds in, I looked at Carl, who had run it with me. I said, this thing is needlessly heavy. Like, it was, I was tired, and I took it off. I was like, Carl, you carry this, because I can't carry it.
Is it like lead?
I don't know, whatever it is. It's heavy. Feel this, Jesse. Here, I'm going to throw it to you.
Oh, my God. That scares me so bad.
Oh, boy.
Right? Isn't that thing heavy?
That is very heavy.
All right, so we didn't come here to talk about my success or lack thereof.
No, we did. We need to discuss your time.
All right, we'll discuss the time. You want to discuss the time? We could discuss the time.
Because my...
Now I ran the marathon. Anyone believe that?
No.
Nah.
Nah. You know what? You should borrow that for Halloween.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Wear, like...
like short runner shorts. Yeah. And, like, one of those runner's hats that are kind of ugly.
The floppy, the big
high-vis vest.
Yeah.
The little lights on my shoes that people have.
Oh, that would be
a good
so
costume
good.
For you. I like that.
Everyone would get it. Mm-hmm.
That's a costume. So, anyway, last week Aaron was here, and Aaron was kind of the Apollo Creed to my Rocky. You know, he really helped me. Rocky 3, where they trained together.
Not Apollo 4.
We wore short shorts, ran down the beach, and hugged a lot, just like those two guys did.
At Delaware State Park.
But anyway, so Aaron was on the show last week, and so we got predictions from you and from Aaron.
Mine? I remember what it was.
Yeah.
1320.
You said 1320.
That was mine.
Aaron said 1204. Yeah. My goal was 1130.
Yeah.
That was my goal. And I, up until about the 9.5 mile mark, I was under my goal.
Yeah.
I was 9.5 miles. I don't know exactly what it was, but it was probably 1115.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And then I hit what they, I think, refer to as the wall. And it was going around Ohio Stadium.
So, I'm sorry. Let me pause really quick.
Yeah.
So, my prediction was that you're going to do 10 miles just fine.
Yeah.
Because you've been practicing 10 miles. Mm-hmm.
But
there's
last
three is what's going to slow you down.
So, I did go slower on the last three. There's no doubt about that. and there were a couple of hills. Just
why'd they give the hills at the end?
Because they're evil, these people. And particularly around Ohio Stadium, I thought, I don't think I can do this anymore. So, but I kept one foot in front of the other. My actual goal, my real goal, was to not walk.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what justifies a walk versus a jog versus a run. I didn't walk that, and I didn't. Now, there were lots of people in front of me.
Was it a trot?
It was maybe it was a shuffle. Might have been a shuffle at the end.
Mount Rushmore of movement.
Okay, we'll do that later. But let me just finish this.
Okay.
So it might have been, by the end, it might have been a shuffle, but I did finish it. But I want to go.
What was your time?
Oh, I'm sorry. My time, it was 12:07. Aaron said 12:04.
So Aaron was really close.
So Aaron kind of nailed it. Yeah. That was the first thing he said. He took credit for all of it.
Yeah. Did he go over?
He said 12:04. I said, and it was 12:07.
Price is Right rules. He wins.
He nailed it. Yeah. I mean, he did a great job. In fact, he might have nailed it exactly, depending on, because the race was actually 13.34 is what my watch had us traveling because of different reasons, and the guy that I was with said, yeah, that was longer. So
you got lost. So I ran 18 miles.
I know. So at some point, so.
No, he shuffled 18 miles.
The official line is not that my average time was 12:07. The official line is when people ask me how I did, what I always say now is I beat 1,000 people.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, hey, how'd you do at the race? Well, you know what? I beat 1,000 people.
How many people you lose to?
4,000.
Okay.
So, yeah, there were...
Did fat people beat you?
Yes. Fat old people. Fat old women pushing strollers.
Fat old women in a scooter.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, all of those people beat me. Yeah. It was crazy. It was like, especially at the end, some of these ladies had endurance. And I'm going, I'm like, how is she... what is happening? She's just like, just cruising, you know? And I'm like, I don't even know how this is possible. So I beat 1,000 people. Aaron nailed my pace. You would have hated it because I've never heard so much in my life while I was running the phrase, let's go. There was a lot of let's go.
Yeah.
And I know you hate that.
Yeah.
So the way that they do this race, because there were 11,000 people running.
Yeah.
So it was a half marathon, a quarter marathon, and a 5K.
Okay.
So there are a lot of people there. Yeah. And so the half marathon and the quarter marathon take off together. And so it's group A, B, C, D, I think all the way up to A, B, C, F, I think, is okay. The last group.
Yeah.
And it's based upon your predicted time.
Yeah.
So, you know, the fast people go up front and then those people
you
take
were all
off.
The way in the back.
I was in G. So
there was ABC. I was in G.
Yeah. I was with the burn victims and the Make-A-Wish kids. So that was my particular group.
Where's John Elway? I was promised to John Elway.
Yeah. So, so the way that they would do it is, they would, the A group would take off. And then everybody would slowly move forward, and then the B group would take off, right?
Okay.
And so it was just
so
boom,
your clock
boom.
Was based.
I
on...
didn't even what I had a my the number that I had a magnetic strip in it.
Okay,
and so the magnetic strip read when I crossed the starting line, and then lines along the race.
Okay,
so you can't cheat. Yeah. You know, so anyway, so at, you know, at every point they keep on going, and there's a guy with a blowhorn and, you know, and a big microphone, and he's screaming. I mean, the music is like, it's AC/DC, yeah. Just like blaring. It's like literally moving you backwards, and it's so loud. And at every single time, like every single group that he's like, runners and walkers, take your mark, go, you know. But by the time he got to my group, it was just walkers, take your mark. And I was like, wait a minute. So
and the music changed for his group. It went from like AC/DC to bum, just a dude with a stinking tuba playing, walking behind him.
Yeah, it was
like a Dumbo soundtrack.
It was quite an experience. A lot of people. There's a lot of energy in the air.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
At least in the beginning.
So, yeah, and at the beginning, because Carl, who I was with, friend of the show who's never listened before, I think.
He was in G with you.
He was in G with me, although he could do a marathon. He's actually running the Columbus Marathon, and if he shave 8 minutes off his time, he'll qualify for the Boston Marathon.
Which is a huge deal.
Which is a huge deal. He's in much better shape.
Is that
than
what he's trying to do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, but he ran with me, which was very actually helpful.
Did he run backwards?
He could have. Actually, what happened was he stopped at the 2 mile mark. He's like, I had too much coffee this morning. I gotta pee like crazy. And there were porta potties there, but there were a lot of people stopped.
Yeah, yeah.
So he had to stop and wait. And then about a mile and a half later, he caught up with me. And he wasn't even breathing hard. He was like, hey, how's it going? I was like, shut up, Carl.
Yeah. Jerk.
He's like, I went ahead and took a dump while I was at it.
Yeah. You know? Like, and when he left, I thought, I'm gonna surprise him. You know, I'm going to get some distance between me and him.
Not so much.
I'm fast as heck, boy.
Yeah, I did a lot of that.
You're like, let's go.
I actually saw friends of ours, Thad and Jen, walked the 5K.
Oh.
They were there. And I did a total, it was a dad thing.
Yeah,
of course. I see them up ahead and to the left walking, you know? And so I'm jogging and I run behind them and I split them. You know what I mean? Because they're like holding hands. Yeah. So I was like, oh, coming through, watch out. And they're like, oh, sorry, you know? So Jen told me later, she was like, Thad, his first reaction is, what's this jerk doing? You know? So anyway, so I'm trying to make distance between me and Carl, but it took no time for him. I think he stopped at a Tim Hortons too. Like, I'm like, why do you have a donut? Like, where did that come from?
When he said I had coffee, he's like, I wanted to get some coffee.
Yeah, I got some coffee. I put some cream in it. And he's like looking at his time. I was like, I'm good. I got time. He would have finished an hour ahead of me probably.
You got more marathon stuff?
Yeah, I got more marathon stuff.
So Giblets wrote a marathon something.
Okay, well, let me get through this first. Okay. So there were a lot of signs. There were some people that had signs that said, you know, it was like a star from Mario, and it says touch for a power up. So you could touch the sign. It was supposed to make you go faster. Didn't work. Did not work. There are a lot of
where were these signs?
Just people along the road. You know what I mean? Holding signs. You know, hey, let's go. Let's go. And your name is on your bib. And like, Dan, you can do it, Dan. I'm like, I flipped a lot of people off. And
Shut up. I don't know if I can.
My favorite. Yeah, there was a lot of crying. Actually, I felt like at the beginning of the race, there was so much energy in the air. It actually reminded me of the time that Abby, when she was really little, went to a rodeo and rode the sheep. Yeah. Like, you know.
That's a big deal.
And and as we're putting everyone in the stocks, the little kids are screaming. They're like, I don't want to do this anymore. You know, I looked at Carl. I was like, Carl, I don't want to do this anymore. Anyway. A lot of people along the roads trying to be encouraging, and okay, they are being encouraging, but the best one was this guy standing 100% by himself in the middle just of the race, all by himself, black dude, holding this sign up, and the sign said, worst parade ever. I liked that. That was good. That made me, I was like, you know what?
I like them.
This guy, I like this
guy.
Did
you invite him on the show?
I was like, come on, let's go. You know, so no, he didn't want to come. He just had his stuff to say. So, yeah, I hit him. I hit a wall. The last 3 miles were absolute torture. It was just, can I put one foot in front of the other? There were a lot of people that were walking and running. They'd pass me on the run, and then I'd pass them while they were walking. There was a lot of that. Yeah. Old people. There were some young people cramped up. That were like limping. Yeah. They obviously had gone out too fast. They probably went drinking the night before. Yeah. You know, they just, by mile 10, they just couldn't do it anymore. Yeah. So that felt good. I was like, yeah, young buck, you know, get behind me, you know. So that was one of the thousands of people that I passed. Not
thousands, singular.
Whatever.
You said thousands.
Well, there were 11,000 people in the race. I don't know, whatever. Like, you know, whatever. I came in 4,000th out of 11,000. That's kind of what it's becoming.
Well, honestly, if you measure it by distance, you also beat all the quarter marathon and all
ran
the 5K.
Further than all of them.
Yeah.
So, but I was so far in the back that, you know, because they have streets blocked off and that sort of thing. Like, it was like the cleaning guys, you know, were like behind me. You know what I mean? They were like
sweeping,
waiting on me, like, okay. And it's just like they're moving the barriers behind. I was like, what is, come on, man, give me a break. So
traffic is slowly backing up.
Traffic was happening in some places. Yeah. At some places, the cars were going through. And I was like, I'm still racing here. It was
like, sir, we didn't know.
What?
You thought that ended 6 hours ago.
What?
Are you lost?
I'm sorry. You were with the Make-A-Wish group. Okay. All right. That makes sense. I'm sorry.
John Elway's right over here.
So I crossed, and I'll never forget it as I'm crossing. And there were a lot of people at the finish cheering you, you know.
Yeah.
And the speakers were so loud, I felt like they were pushing me backwards on my run. And it was the song that was playing very loud. When I finished was shook me all night long, yeah, you. And I'm just running, just giving it all I got, you know. Carl could have walked backwards faster than I was running. Yeah. But when I crossed the line, I stumbled. Like, I stopped, and then all of the medics, like the guys that were there, they were like looking at one another, like, keep your eye on this guy. This guy's about ready to drop. So... afterwards, after the race on the way home, I kind of concerned Carl because he was like, so, you know, I was like, well, around mile 9, I started to get the chills and my chest hurt.
Oh, God. Like a heart attack.
I was like having like, I was like cold. I was like literally cold. Yeah. And he's like, he's like, you should have told me that. I was like, well, you know,
I need to take you to Children's Hospital.
I'm okay. I'm all right. I was like, oh, then I'll see some of those kids that I met. So anyway, so it was a good experience. I'm glad I did it. I'm a little embarrassed that old fat women pushing strollers who weren't even in the race. I don't even think they knew beat me, but you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
So I'm going to sign up for another one in October and try to get, you know, beat my time.
Well, you're in luck
because
Giblets signed you up.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Giblets says, well, he noticed last week you said, I said, well, how do you become a friend of the show? And you're like, you just have to sign me up for a marathon.
Oh, okay.
So apparently you have been enrolled into the Richmond Marathon.
Richmond?
Virginia.
Oh. Okay.
Giblets is in Virginia.
Okay.
And he said, you're going to be on a team with Bill from the store.
Runner Bill.
Yeah. Okay. And so he wants to know if Bill is an official friend of the show now. Or maybe Giblets is a friend
Bill's
of the show.
Bill's probably no longer with us. He was pretty old 22 years ago.
What if Giblets was Bill?
That would be... That would be amazing. Bill didn't like me, and he
That's
still
why
wouldn't
he
like
signed
me.
You up.
Bill
for
didn't
marathon.
Really like anybody. Yeah, you know, so I don't take it personally. But
well, you're scheduled to run in the Richmond Marathon.
All right. All right. I like Richmond. I spent, you know, some good years in Richmond. You know? But so I actually have a friend who just ran a race. It's a team race, which is it's eight members of a team.
Yeah.
And it's three repeating legs of 4.5, 5.5, and 6 miles.
Okay.
And you run it three times through. Right. Okay. And so it's a long race that never stops. So he ran it like 7 in the morning, 7 at night, and like 3 in the morning or something like that.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
And he was telling me how much fun it was and stuff. So I thought, well, he's like, you should do it. So maybe I'll do that. That's called the Ragnar, I think is what it's called. Yeah. It's in Virginia.
I'm not going to be doing that.
Anyway, that's my story. And I got my medal. I beat 1,000 people. I think I'm saying that I beat Carl. Because I think he let me finish before him, yeah. So that's something.
You beat Carl.
I mean, Carl does like full Ironman.
What
races,
would be funny
is
if the Boston Marathon reached out to him and they're like, "Sir, we saw your last time.
Yeah, I'm sorry,
and
that's
you've been
unacceptable.
Disqualified. Yeah, we're going to average this in with your
hilarious.
Other.
Yeah. That would be so funny.
We're going to average this in with your other times.
Yeah, because it is an official race.
Yeah.
I would feel really bad for him if that happened. That's really funny.
And he'd just go out and double his pace the next time.
Yeah,
just to...
He's annoying. He actually said the marathon was harder than the Ironman.
Huh.
Because he said it's just he just giving it all he had.
Yeah.
He said when he finished, he was more wiped out after the marathon than he was after the Ironman, which is crazy to think about. So anyway, that's it. So what's giblets? That's the thing?
Yeah, he had one more thing. Okay. Follow up from last week. He said if you could have, he knows that you like donuts. If you have one type of donut, type or flavor for the rest of your life, what would that one donut be?
Yeah, if I have to pick one, it's a Long John cream filled.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maple, if I have to pick.
Yeah. That's an excellent one. I would say apple fritter belongs there.
I love apple fritters, but you're asking him to pick one.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So if I got to pick one, second place might be fresh off the whatever the rack, fresh Krispy Kreme.
Oh yeah,
just a regular hot. Krispy Kreme that's hot and fresh. Yeah. That's like a perfect thing.
Yeah.
It's perfection.
Melts in your mouth.
It's amazing. So that actually might be second place. But a Long John maple cream filled, not Boston cream.
You know
how I feel about that.
Yeah,
you know how I feel about the Bavarians.
And
Bavarian's far superior to.
Yeah, you are a Bavarian cream guy.
Shelby is too.
I don't understand.
She's a Bavarian cream guy.
I don't get it. I just don't understand it. Yeah. I understand how someone could like it, although I don't. What I don't understand is how anyone could like it more.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
The regular cream. Yeah.
I'm with you.
Whatever. It's a crazy world we're living in.
It is a crazy world. Well, you know, fun night is not fun.
Did you have a fun night that you went to? We used to have fun. Is this a school fun night?
Yeah. So tonight.
I used to love fun night.
Yeah. As a kid, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
As a parent, it's the worst.
Basketball shots.
Yeah, all that
ring
stuff.
Ring toss.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I get home from work. Tough day at work. I'm just really tired.
Sure.
I'm like, I got a couple hours. I'm going to go home, take a shower, sit in my chair, turn on some TV, and just chill for 2 or 3 hours.
Just chillax.
I'm just going to chillax.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of the shower, sit in my chair, turn on the TV. Teddy walks in. And he's looking at me, and I'm looking at him. He said, can we go to fun night? I'm like, when is it? He's like, tonight?
Yeah.
I'm like, what time?
Yeah.
I'm hoping he said like 7.
And
I'm like,
listen,
it's a podcast.
I got the show.
Come on.
Obviously, this is what puts food on the table.
Yeah. He's like, 5. Mm. 5 o'clock. And it was 5 o'clock.
That kind of works for you, technically.
Yeah. Well, the math worked out.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at him, and he gave me the big old puppy dog.
And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon.
Yeah. And I had a flashback. From being a little kid.
Yeah.
And asking our parents for things.
Yeah.
And
go to fun night.
Fun night.
I used to love fun night.
So
I have a very strong memory. You talk about core memories, the milk one last week. One of my coreest memories that exists.
I'm wondering if it's the same thing. I told Jesse before
the show.
I'm going
to guess. You should have not told him that you told me. I was going to guess.
Sorry.
And see what
I can't
profit.
Believe that this is it because this is so weirdly specific.
Okay.
It seems impossible
that
that's it. Elgin South Elementary.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
Downstairs.
Ooh. Yeah.
Okay.
In the furnace room.
I feel like it was in one of the...
The art thing.
No. I think I know what that is, but this is a core memory.
It's a core memory. I think that was it.
No. It wasn't the art room. I don't know what room it was.
Anyway, but downstairs.
But I could walk straight there now if the building hadn't been torn down. And in that room, a lot of the dads eating hot dogs, watching the Sweet 16.
Really?
Yeah, I know the Sweet 16 was on because I was old enough to know. It was that's like North Carolina playing Georgetown or something.
Yeah.
And it's just this core memory of a lot of dads and me walking in there and being at that age where I'm starting to get too old for the fun night.
Yeah.
And so I'm just kind of wandering around and being like, oh, they're watching basketball in here, you know? And I mean, it is like a, I don't remember, I remember some of the things vaguely, but that is like crystal clear.
Yeah.
I got nothing to say about it. It's just weird.
The one fun night I remember as a kid was May 4th. Of 1987 or whatever year it was.
Cakewalk.
Well, we always came home with a cake, but
love a cakewalk.
We came home, I don't know if you remember this, we got stuck in the driveway. There was a snowstorm.
Mm.
We went to fun night, clear skies. Mm. We came home, there's 3 inches of snow, and we got stuck in the driveway, and Dad was not happy.
Wow. He probably wasn't happy when we went to fun night either. So
I show up with Teddy. Yeah. He's like, it's free. It doesn't cost any money.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. No, well, listen. No. Listen.
Listen.
Everything costs money.
Yeah, careful.
So we get there. He gets 20 free tickets.
Okay.
And everything else is extra.
Yeah. How far does 20 tickets get you?
About an hour and a half.
Oh, okay.
Now, we're in there.
Yeah.
He has his 20 tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And he meets all of his buddies, and they're all running around, and I'm just following them.
Yeah.
And I noticed there's no other parents with these kids, just me.
Why am I here?
Why am I here? And I'm looking at Teddy. I'm like, hey, Teddy, I'm going to be in the car.
Is this like a I got to be here thing, or is this a...
It's kind of the way it was. So I'm looking at him. He's looking at me. I'm like, Teddy, I'll be in the car. Take your time. Whenever you want to, just whenever you're done, come on out.
Yeah.
He was in there for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And there was like 800 people in there. Everybody was fat, overweight, and ugly, and everybody was shoulder to shoulder. I was in there, too. And everybody was there shoulder to shoulder. Everybody's there shoulder to shoulder. They're packed in there. We're like funneling through this. And it's stupid.
Yeah.
The ring toss, you win a 2 liter of Coke. Yeah. Teddy won 3 2-liters of Coke. Like an orange pop, a purple pop, and something else.
It's Faygo.
Yeah. No, that's what it was, I think, Kroger's.
Yeah.
Off brand. And I'm like, I would have bought you the 2 liters.
Yeah.
It's fine.
We could have gone home.
One of his buddies had a little goldfish.
Oh, yeah.
And I told him, like, do not get a goldfish.
Yeah.
He's like, I've seen Teen Titans. I know how it works. I'm like, okay.
Okay.
Thank you for that. So, anyways, fun night is not fun.
No, it's not fun.
Not for the parents.
Did he have fun?
He had fun.
Well, I think letting him run around, that's a good thing.
What's
it's
crazy.
It's fun to run around with your buddies.
Teddy is small.
He is.
He's undersized. And he's a year behind everybody.
Mm.
So all of his friends are at least his age or slightly younger. He's slightly older than everybody.
Mm.
And he's tiny.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at his friends. Some of them were bigger than me.
Mm.
Like Jesse size. Like sixth graders that were Jesse size.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
And he said one guy, they call him BBJ. Big Bad Josh.
Big Bad Josh.
I think that's the BBJ. Guy. And he's huge. He's a huge guy. And I'm like, I'm
and
looking
Teddy's
at him
like the smarter one that kind of gets Josh in trouble.
Yeah.
You know,
it's like, it was
see,
so weird.
I was BBJ.
Yeah. I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Teddy's tiny.
Big Bad
Josh. There's these huge kids. And I'm like, and I asked him, like, these kids are your age? He's like, oh, yeah, they're all in my class.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, like, and there's Becky. Mm-hmm. I'm like, who's Becky? Becky's big.
Big Becky.
Big Becky.
Big Becky.
And he's like, sometimes Becky acts like she's skinny. Mm. I'm like, well, sometimes fat people do that.
Yeah, sometimes I do that.
Sometimes they try to run half marathons.
I know.
Anyways, fun night's not fun. No. I don't have anything else to add to that.
But. We took our boys to a different school's basically fun night.
Yeah.
You're a homeschooler.
Yeah, I know.
Takes your kids to other
people's fun nights. That played into it because in some of these like rooms and these, you know, these games, some of the prizes were, they call them Spartan bucks because it's a Pleasant Spartans.
Yeah.
And you can use those bucks in school.
Yeah.
Mm. And so like Maddox won something like, oh, here's Spartan bucks. And he's like, awesome. And they look like money. And I was like, buddy, you can't use those. And he's like, what do you mean? I was like, you don't go here.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh.
That's why you sell them 50 cents on the dollar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
those are cool.
Come on.
Business opportunity.
Yeah. Of all people.
I know.
You.
I know. It could have been in our stream.
I really like going to a restaurant.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we could stop there.
Yeah.
You know,
we all agree. Restaurants are good.
Restaurants are good.
Cut the feed.
They we'll serve food.
We're done.
You sit there
they
and
bring
eat.
It to you.
You There's
don't
no
have
cleanup.
To make it. You don't have to clean up.
Yeah.
And if you know how to dine and dash, you don't even have to pay. Like if you're good at it, you know, sometimes they'll catch you though. I like going to a restaurant that has a line, like a Chipotle, a Subway, yeah, you know, that kind of thing, you know. I love going to a restaurant like that and walking in and go getting my food. And then while I'm waiting for my food, there's a big rush that comes. And then you look back and all of a sudden the line's out the door. And what do you say?
Got here right in time.
Boy, we got here just the right time, didn't we?
Yeah.
It's just such a wonderful thing to say. Yeah. You know, I think it's a real dad thing to say, don't you think? Boy, we sure got here at the right time. Look at these guys. Imagine if we had gotten... And I think it's a dad thing that we're doing because we're like trying to subliminally tell our wives and children, like, you take too long at home. You see, because if we'd have gotten here 5 minutes later,
we'd be out
this
already.
Is what would be happening.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, yeah, thank God that I was a jerk and I was like making, and you're like, well, hold on. No, we got to go now. Yeah. You know, so.
Now are you happy?
Yeah. Yeah. Now we're sitting here waiting.
Dry up the tears.
Yeah.
Abby's still crying in the back. She's going,
I don't have time to even put shoes on.
I don't even like
Chipotle. I don't want to be barefoot in Chipotle. My friends weren't there.
Get in here.
What, is this your friends? Are these your friends? I don't embarrass you in front of them.
You like pork? Put some pork on hers.
Yeah, do all that. Which one of these are your friends? You know? Oh, am I embarrassing to you? I do that kind of thing a lot. You know what I mean? You know? So she loves it. We get a good laugh out of it.
Mm-hmm. Abby, would this embarrass you? This is my daughter, who I very much love.
I actually, Abby, it's like DNA. You can't fight it. You know what I mean? You want to.
It is what
you try, but it's just, you know, it just happens.
Yeah.
And Abby wanted to go shopping Sunday afternoon, and so she wanted to go to Tanger Outlet. She's like, I really want to go to Tanger. She got some money for babysitting, and she wanted to buy some stuff. And Abby likes to go shopping by herself, put her headphones in, and she just drop her off, and she loves to just walk around. So anyway, so I said, that's fine. Just, you know, call me, you know, when you're done, and I'll do the, you know, I'll take a nap in the parking lot, basically.
So you did the same thing I did.
I did the same thing you did. So so she calls me, and Tanger, I'm coming around, and she's kind of off in the distance, and I see her sitting there, you know, on her phone waiting for me. And so I roll my window down and I start honking the horn and I start screaming, Abby, over here, you know. And she just looks at me like, oh, I hate you. And I was like, I'm doing a good job as a dad.
Mission accomplished.
Nailed it.
Absolutely nailed it. So anyway, one of those phrases, it's a good phrase to say. We got here just the right time. Can you imagine?
Listen,
can you even imagine having to wait like those losers?
As you're talking about this, I'm getting happier inside.
It's like, a great feeling.
It is a wonderful feeling.
Because I did it just the other day at Chipotle. We walked in, went straight to the counter and ordered our food. And then while we're waiting for food, a bunch of people show up. And I would have been waiting for an hour. And I was like,
man,
can you even imagine what it would have been like to wait for another 30 minutes?
It works in the drive-thru, too. You pull up, and you're the first one there, and then eight cars come up behind you.
We sure got here at the right time. It's a good feeling.
It's a great feeling.
One of the best.
One of the best.
Can you go back to a quick carnival thing real quick?
Yeah. I'd love to.
So I'm doing bounce houses at a carnival here coming up this summer, and she's telling me.
That checks out.
Multiple streams of income.
It's called the Orang Bang.
Oh, that's in LaRue. That's, it's after the Orang Indians, the football team that Jim Thorpe was a part of.
That's some information I didn't care about. but anyway.
LaRue was the first professional football team.
Really?
Yeah.
The Orang Indians.
More information that. Just don't care.
Jim Thorpe, but Olympian.
I know who. Okay, cool. Okay. Anyway, so we're out there. We had to go out and plan out where we're putting all of our stuff. And the lady's like, "Well, that over there is for the cow patty." Event. And I was like, "What's this?"
They drop a cow patty.
And so there's 400 squares. You buy. Well, you can buy one. And the first two that the cow craps on gets some sort of
like
prize.
A 50-50.
I think it's money.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be there anyway.
Yeah.
And with my luck.
Mm-hmm. And your gambling addiction.
Absolutely. I was like, listen, all the money that I'm making here, I'm going to spend twice that much on the cow pot. I'll buy all 400 squares.
Yeah.
I know the math doesn't work out there.
You can't lose.
You can't lose if you buy all. But I think it'd be fun. I know I'm going to buy some squares.
If how much is the a square?
I don't know. I don't care.
Okay.
I'm going to buy them anyway.
Yeah.
If the Lower Patch kids come up with what numbers
I should buy.
Well, what are the choices?
Yeah, how do we know?
Just whatever. Just tell like me which 8, one.
1 million?
No, no, there's 400 squares.
Okay, so there's 1 to 400.
Okay.
Do you know if they're random? Do you know where the cow enters?
Is it like snake? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
And you're asking a lot of good questions that a good gambler should
I know. You know there are people in Les Rues that have scoped this thing out. And they're like some hot numbers. And you come in, you're like, I'll take number 385. Hey, Ted, this guy wants 385. You know.
That one hasn't been pooped on since the inception.
385? You tell me this guy? Oh, give him 385. Yeah,
give him 385.
You know, they're sniffing the grass to see this is a good place.
You know what, brother? I'm going to go ahead and give you 386, too. You can have both of them. We're not really worried about that.
Cal never makes it that far.
This guy wants 385. You know, they know. Like, there's a hot number, you know, in like the 40s or something. So I don't know. Is there what number of episode? Or I think where this is
188.
This is episode 180. Oh yeah, this is episode 188.
I think so. Yeah.
So 188.
I say 188. This is all the right, episode. Yeah. It's
along
destiny.
With the other 399 squares.
When you write your name on the ticket, can you write Lower Road Radio?
Sure. I'm guessing I can write whatever I want.
You might want to advertise for the company that's paying you there, but I don't know. Yeah. What do I know?
Well, do 188 Lower Road Radio.
Yeah, okay.
And then pick some others for your others.
Yeah, do whatever. Yeah. And if the 188 wins, all of the proceeds go to just a night out of the town for the bros. We just go out on the town.
We'll live stream it.
We'll live stream it.
I figured buy some equipment.
No,
forget
about
that.
Okay. Okay. No, we're going to go. We're going to go out. So 188. We're going to go to a restaurant, and then we're going to be like, boy, did we get
it. Listen, I'm going to text the lady running this whole thing tomorrow and be like, hey, I want square 188.
No matter what it takes.
No matter what it takes.
That could be a fight. I mean, that could be like Cletus's number every year.
Well, you know? I'll pay twice as much.
Like, listen, listen, honey, I can give you 188, but Cletus is not going to be happy. You know, that has been his number since 1987. So, all right. This is exciting. That'd what a fun event.
I know.
I actually really love this.
Yeah.
This is what America is built on. Yeah. This sort of event.
Most people don't know that, but that's part of how the Founding Fathers did it.
It probably happened organically. Like, guys were already having that. They were already doing that. Yeah. And, like, it just grew out of it. It's just, I want to be
on a fence drinking beers. Like, I'll bet you that cow craps over by that stone.
No, man. He just crapped 5 minutes ago. He's still got a way to go. You know,
yeah, it started off either the tree or the stone, rock.
Yeah, right.
Is it going to poop closer to the rock
Who's
or the
closer?
Tree?
And then they started taking segments, and then it evolved into this wonderful game.
Listen, when she was explaining it.
When is this, Oorang Bang?
It's in June sometime.
I'd love to be there. I'd love to watch
Do we know what the cow situation is? Is it just a cow at random, or do they prep the cow ahead of time?
Has the cow been given beefaroni, you know, to eat?
That's
or something?
What I want
to,
yeah.
Dude, maybe I could go sneak at some laxatives.
What happens if the cow...
And pick block one.
Yeah.
What happens if the cow poops on, like, two blocks, like, it spans two blocks?
I think she said that they measure which one it's on more.
Oh, I want that
weight?
Job.
Yeah.
Weight or
I think
distribution. Just
mass? Distribution. I think just distribution.
What if the cow has diarrhea?
Then we're all either getting money or we're all not getting anything.
Well, if it's weight.
Mm-hmm.
Who's got to weigh that
I think it
out?
Should be weight is what it should be. Yeah, I think that makes the most sense. I feel like there's some guys that know and they see that. I wonder how late you can bet. Like if there's open squares and you're watching the cow, if you can be like, you know, give me that one because he's headed that way.
You're like, I'll take that. No, not that one. That one.
What a wonderful thing.
I know.
I'll take the whole 220s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. You want to do the Netflix suggestion of the week? We're there.
Okay.
It's time.
Sorry if the cow crap thing wasn't good enough.
No, that made me happy. That made my night. I'm going to think about that as I fall asleep tonight. And I like the number 188.
That's
good.
That's good. That's a good number. I think we're going to win.
I feel good about that.
Do you know how big the square is?
Oh, that's a good question.
Like 1 yard by 1 yard.
I'll text her.
Do you know how much a square costs?
No. I know nothing.
He knows nothing.
I'll text her and be like, hey,
there's a cow and poop. That's all you know.
I'm in.
I'm the contact for the bounce house. I'm going to text her like, hey, we have a really, really important question for the festival. She's going to think it's something with the bounce house.
Yeah.
Like, what's the deets on the cow crap thing?
Yeah. I'm the contact for the bounce house. What a brag. What a, you know, I mean, that's something that you can tell your grandkids one day. Jason, what is your Netflix suggestion of the week?
I rewatched this the other day.
Three Body Problem. Now you know what it's about.
No, okay. I still don't know. It was a good movie.
If you say so, I'll just have to take your word because you didn't tell us anything about it.
It was three bodies.
Yeah.
And there's a problem.
Yeah.
Well, they got to figure it out.
Listen, if I had just came across one body, I'd be like, this is a problem.
Big problem.
They were celestial bodies.
So they're space people. Like,
well, they're like, it was like two planets and a sun.
Yeah.
Or a moon or something.
But maybe they're gods.
Oh, they like could be. Yeah, we
Venus
don't know.
And Neptune.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
Tucker and Dale versus Evil. Filmed in 2010. Actually released in 2010. Could have been filmed in 2009. We don't know. Rotten Tomatoes got 85%.
That's pretty good.
IMDb, 7.5 out of 10.
That's a solid score.
It's a decent score.
It's a zombie movie?
It is not.
Oh.
Have you not seen this?
No.
This is a decent movie.
Okay.
It's a funny horror movie.
And so but not there's, zombie. But I was
not
close.
Zombie. Not zombie.
I had an idea that it was something like that.
Yeah,
Monsters?
No. It's two rednecks.
Okay.
They have a cabin in the woods. And they go to their cabin in the woods to fix it up.
Mm-hmm.
Parallel to them visiting their own cabin, there's a group of college kids that are out camping. Mm-hmm. And the interaction between them is quite funny. And one by one, they end up dying.
All right.
The college kids.
Okay.
So it's a very funny
it's a
movie.
Real whodunit.
Oh,
do you
no,
know
no.
whodunit?
No, I mean, it's people are dying frequently. Like some guy falls into a wood
chipper. It's like a Final Destination situation.
Kind of.
Okay.
Kind of. It's very funny.
I that movie hit me hard, Final Destination. I went to the movie theater to see it with Matt Neff.
Oh.
And on the way home, Matt was freaking out in the car.
Yeah.
Because we just watched all these. And he was like, get away from that car. What are you doing? How are you driving this way? It was hilarious.
What's your suggestion?
My suggestion is a movie. You can find it. Just search for it and find it. It's called Yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
We watched it last night with the girls, and they wanted
so
to watch
watched
a movie.
It yesterday?
I did watch it yesterday. No. Did I watch it yesterday? Yeah, I think just, I did watch it yesterday. I watched it yesterday. That's true. Anyway, it's a really good movie. It's about a guy who's a struggling musician and in England, and things really aren't working out for him, and he decides, you know what, I'm going to quit. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm done. And then all of a sudden, for a moment, all of the power on the entire planet goes out. For like 5 seconds.
Like an EMP.
He's riding his bike while this happens. Yeah. And when the power comes back on, because everything was dark for a second, he doesn't realize and a bus doesn't realize that he's there. And he gets hit by a bus while he's riding his bike. And he flies and hits the concrete and just kind of and he wakes up in the hospital. But when he wakes up, he's living in a world in which the Beatles never existed. And now he is going to start, you know, releasing Beatles songs and become popular.
As himself. Yeah.
As if he wrote the songs.
Yeah.
And anyway, that's the general premise. You get to that pretty quick. I'm not giving too much away. What happens after that is it's a really good movie.
Okay.
I really liked the movie. My girls liked it. Levi loves that movie. He and I went to see it in theaters, I remember, when it came out. And we really like it. It's called Yesterday. Solid movie. I highly encourage.
There's an Indian as a lead, right?
Yeah, the guy's like, you know,
Pakistani and
Patel
Indian.
Or whatever. I don't know what his name is. But yeah, he's good though. I mean, he's a good musician. Like, he's really playing. You can tell. Like, when he's playing the guitar, sometimes you watch people in these movies.
It's fake.
And you're like, that guy doesn't. It's ridiculous what they're doing. Like,
I just watched Spinal Tap.
Yeah.
Have you seen Spinal Tap?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
It's been a long time. But it's the same thing there. The guys are playing the guitars. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not matching.
They don't
up.
Know what they're doing.
Yeah.
But this dude's an actual musician, and he can sing and play. And Ed Sheeran's in it. He's got a pretty funny part. Sheeran's part is pretty funny. So anyway, it's called Yesterday. I think it's a good movie. I really like it. Jesse?
Me and the fam watched The Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Chronicles of Narnia.
It was because I listened to all the books.
Yeah.
Actually, back when I first started coming on the show, I was in that little zone, you know, and I was like, you know what? We're going to watch this. It's and they time. Fought me.
Oh,
for the
yeah.
first 15 minutes because it wasn't a cartoon.
Yeah, it's kind of boring at
so
first.
So listen.
Hold on.
It'll get better.
Yeah. Hold on.
I kept telling them it'll get better.
There's a lion.
No, yeah.
There's a lion. There
and
comes.
It took a while to get to the lion, but they sat and they watched all of it. It was
good.
That
first
movie.
One
I
is
it.
Very
that
good.
That first one's quality.
Yeah.
You know they're remaking them? Netflix has the rights to them. Greta Gerwig. That was weird. Greta Gerwig, creator, the director of Barbie.
Oh.
Has the directing. She's going to direct the first three movies, whatever they decide to do. So they say they're going to start filming in the fall.
Do we know what
I'm
three movies?
Cautiously pessimistic. What's that?
What's the three movies?
They haven't announced that yet. So
that's a big thing too.
I know. Trust Jason.
Which three would you run with?
Would I run with? Well, they did such a good job with that movie, even though it was like 20
years
ago.
That one is fantastic.
That it would be tough to start off with that one because it's in people's minds still.
To compare it.
Yeah, I think. So I would either start off with just the first one, The Magician's Nephew, chronologically, or I would hit like one of the random ones, like The Horse and His Boy, you know, maybe.
Yeah.
Or maybe you start a little bit later.
Silver Chair.
Well, if you start with The Silver Chair, maybe you start with The Voyage of the Dawn Treader because that enters Eustace into the scene.
Yeah.
So then Eustace you get into.
But that's already a movie.
Dawn Treader. Yeah, but that sucked. That movie was horrible.
It was bad.
So maybe you could go Dawn Treader, Silver Chair, Last Battle. Maybe you do it that way.
No, you got to start Magician's
Nephew. I've listened to some interviews with her, and everything that I've read that she said about this has made me feel like, you know what? She seems to be approaching this the right way. She talks about it as a revered thing, and she wants to honor it.
Okay,
and she's like wants to throw everything that they've got at it and make it this really huge world. She goes, I think we're really going to blow people's minds with what we're doing. So I
want it to be good.
Listen, nobody wants it to be good more than I do. But
I don't know about that. I
mean, well, nobody does.
I mean, I kind of do.
Not as much as I do, though.
But me more.
No, I don't think so. Friend of the show, David Fleming, who's been on the show, but I don't think he ever listened to it.
He didn't even talk when he was on.
No, he observed.
Yeah.
Judged us.
Yeah.
He was on the mic, too. His mic was live.
He just was not talking in it. He was like, Anyway.
Don't put my name in the show notes.
I'd rather you not. I'd rather, just don't publish this one. So he said he was reading Narnia to his boy. And he said they got to the part about the wardrobe, and he said his boy stopped and he's like, "Dad, they better not go in that wardrobe. They're not going in there, are they?" He's like, "I think they are." Yeah. So anyway,
that's funny.
Good suggestion. All right, what else we got?
We got lots of stuff here. Rowdy Introvert, friend of the show. He says, "I genuinely enjoy about 83% of your show.
That's more than I enjoy.
Yeah,
it's pretty good.
Like if you work on tightening up that remaining 17%, and he did the little meme of that'd be just great.
Okay.
Yeah. Did he say what the 17% was?
He didn't. So we're gonna have to guess on what that is. 83%. He appreciates it. 83%.
I'll take that. Listen, I hardly listen to anything that I appreciate 83%.
Okay. Well, that's a win.
Right?
Yeah.
That's like an 8.3 on IMDb, and your movie got a 7.5. So we're better than that.
Better than that. I thought that was pretty good.
Do you know? Did you watch the sequel to that awful Zack Snyder movie that came out on Netflix?
Not yet. I heard it was really bad.
It is tanking.
I heard
on
that,
the audience score. I mean, everybody knew the critic score was going to be down, but the audience score on Rotten Tomatoes is like 17, which is like lower than.
It's bad.
It doesn't even. Yeah. It's not even possible. Like if you were trying to make a movie and you said, "My goal is to get the lowest Rotten Tomatoes score," I don't know that you could do that good.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I'm going to watch it.
The first one was really bad. And
I want to like it.
I wanted to like it, too. I like space adventures, you know?
Like space?
Nobody likes space more than I do.
Space adventures?
Yeah. I don't. You'll be hard-pressed to find a person that likes space adventures more than I do.
I mean, I do.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I really do.
Boy Blob says, what TV show should be brought back? So he's suggesting possibly something like Celebrity Deathmatch or American Gladiator.
Those are the two options?
No. That's what he would bring back.
I feel like the time for American Gladiators is over. I think that was, it hit us at a time of innocence
late
in our
80s,
culture.
Early 90s.
I just don't think it works today.
Yeah.
I don't know why. But boy, did it work back then.
Because I felt like it was Rocky IV. It was Ivan Drago, and it was,
man,
you
it was
know, the
awesome.
Whole thing.
I wanted to shoot that that tennis ball gun so bad.
But what if American Gladiators, what if they spun it and it was like Nazi soldiers like trying to kill you, and you're the American and
people actually
to
die?
Yeah.
Is that what, is this a musical? I don't know. It's over. So, but what's a TV show like that? They could, or just any TV show.
Yeah.
Because obviously it's Mr. Belvedere, but.
Come on. Of course.
They got to bring back Mr. B.
Come on. Mr. Belvedere?
We're talking Mr. Belvedere?
Come on.
I have no clue who that is.
Oh, man. Mr. Belvedere.
He was a butler.
He was a butler.
Live-in butler.
It was a live-in butler.
With Bob Uecker.
With Bob Uecker. And it felt like they didn't have enough money to have a live-in butler to me. It was like, what's the deal?
It's Bob Uecker.
They're in a trailer park.
I feel like they got something on Mr. Belvedere.
Yeah.
That's what it is. They got some dirt on him.
No, Mr. Belvedere's got dirt. He's like, I got a free place to stay now.
Yeah.
I'm going to expose
it. Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Yeah. You know, maybe it's the,
Bob
the
Uecker,
theme from the.
Bob Uecker is underrated as an actor.
Not as underrated as Paul Rudd, though.
I feel like I was going to say the same thing about Bob Uecker. I feel like properly rated. I love Bob Uecker.
He's appropriately
rated. And I think America loves Bob Uecker.
Yeah.
Have you ever met somebody that said, don't care for Bob Uecker?
They led the conversation off that way.
Or said it at any point.
Hi, my name's Jason. I don't like Bob Uecker.
Don't care for Bob Uecker.
Yeah.
Okay.
Strong take.
No, that person doesn't exist because Bob Uecker is everything right that's American. Bob Uecker is the cow patty competition personified.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. he is that. It is that game is America in the same way that Bob Uecker is America.
Is he still with us?
I don't think so.
He'd be great on the show.
He might still be with us. Yeah, he would be good on the show. Yeah. Why doesn't Bob Uecker have a podcast? Google, Jesse, find out, is Bob Uecker still alive?
That's the first question. The second question is, does he have a podcast? Because I'm all in.
I'm subscribing right now because Bob Uecker's wonderful.
Okay, so this was a follow-up, would you rather? I've had this on my list for a couple weeks now.
Okay.
And I haven't been able to get to it.
Has not quite made the cut yet.
But this is a follow-up to Boy Blobs. Would you rather?
Let us know. What was the other guy's name?
Giblets? Rowdy?
Rowdy Introvert. Let us know if this is the 17% or this is the 83%. Just write in. Jason's Would You Rather.
You know, Rowdy has successfully baked a batch of our grandma's sugar cookies.
Cool.
I gave him the recipe. Just side, you know, snippet.
Sugar cookies are not. I mean, it's a sugar cookie.
It's a great sugar cookie.
Okay.
It's the best sugar cookie.
Sugar cookies are great because sugar's great.
Yeah, Shelby's the keeper of that recipe.
Okay.
We don't really release it. Uh-huh. I've told like two or three people and that's it.
You know, I don't get that.
What?
The whole hold on to recipe. I knew somebody that had a some kind of cheesecake recipe and I was like, man, that was so good. Can I get the recipe? And she's like, we don't give that away. What am I going to do with it?
Make it.
I'm just going to make it. She's like, we just don't give that away. Like, what is your problem? Why wouldn't you? What do you get from this?
No, to me, I don't want to publish it. I don't want to publish it.
What, are you going to make money off of this thing?
No.
Then why? You think it's great?
Trying to keep it on the DL.
And you want to withhold
joy
from the world?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I don't get. I do not understand the person that won't give away a recipe. Now, I do understand it if you're a restaurant. And you've got secret spices or something, and you don't
want that
other
KFC recipe.
Yeah, the KFC recipe. That makes all the sense in the world to me. Yeah. But an individual that's like grandma's recipe, I'll never give it away. I'm like, you know what? Who hurt you? What's wrong with you? Why are you so broken?
It's actually a very basic recipe.
It's sugar and flour, probably, mostly, and a couple of eggs.
Bob Uecker's still alive.
Oh, right.
He's 90.
Oh.
Okay.
He doesn't have a podcast, but he's been on several.
Okay. Like, I'm going to do that immediately.
Yeah, Barstool Baseball. He's been on some podcasts talking about his appearances on Johnny Carson, stuff like that.
All right. Okay.
So would you rather all movies be either sequels or remakes or never a remake or sequel ever again on any movie?
That's easy.
Yeah.
Never a remake or sequel.
I agree.
Yeah.
They're never as good as the original.
Never.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes, listen.
Sometimes sequels are good.
Sometimes they're great.
Like Indiana Jones.
Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, Empire Strikes, yeah.
You know, I mean, there are some great
ones. Like the third Indiana Jones.
That's awesome.
It's fantastic.
There are some, The Return of the King is wonderful.
Yeah.
You know, that being said, it's like you're signing up to never have anything new again. You know, it's like, that's what I liked about Yesterday, for instance.
It felt fresh.
It's like, I've never thought of something like this. I've never seen anything like this. I like to watch things that make me go, that's what I like.
Yeah.
Things that make me go, that's what I like. I like things that make me go like, this is completely, like Jerry Seinfeld's movie, I'm very excited about it. You know about it?
No.
It's coming out tomorrow. I've been anticipating it for a long time. It's called Unfrosted. It's the story that he made up completely about how Kellogg's won the race to make the Pop-Tart.
Oh, yeah.
So Kellogg's and Post were battling it out to see who was the first person that could make the breakfast pastry, the toaster breakfast pastry. And it's true, apparently, that there was two companies trying to come out with something. But then everything else about the movie, Jerry completely made up out of his mind. Like, none of it is true. Other than the fact that Kellogg's did make a Pop-Tart. So it is, I'm really looking forward to it because it looks like nothing I've ever seen before, and that's what I like.
I like it.
That's what I'm looking for. I'll so that was an was one of the easier would you rathers that I've ever heard in my life.
No, my thought was always like, if you're going to remake, I don't even know, like RoboCop. Like if you're good, like RoboCop.
Listen, if someone remakes RoboCop, yeah, I'm all in.
But here's
obviously,
the thing. Come on, it's RoboCop.
Come, what are we talking about?
I mean, Peter Weller is going to be hard. It's going to be hard to top Peter Weller's performance in RoboCop.
Not just for RoboCop, but for any movie. It's I feel Peter like that Weller. Was the peak of
Peter Weller's.
He was a robo. Like,
and a cop.
You're like, is that a human or a robot? Like, I couldn't even tell.
But my thought is, instead of making a RoboCop remake, okay, just make another movie about a cop that becomes a cyborg or something. And don't call it RoboCop. Put it in a different city. Like, change it. Like, make it different.
AI cop.
Ooh. Well, there's a lot of movies about that, actually. Like, iRobot with Will Smith.
That was a good movie.
Jesse, I'm sending you the shadow.
Okay. The shadow?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Is this pre-show talk?
Yeah, it should have been.
Man, I got... Let me tease something?
But that's a show. I love it. I like it. I don't... Oh, sure.
Mount Rushmore.
All right, I'm listening.
Of Up.
What's that?
Say no more.
Mount Rushmore of Up. We're going to lead the show off next week.
Okay.
Mount Rushmore of Up.
Put it in my notes now.
So I've got it right there.
I'm going to come in super unprepared, but it's going to be good. Yeah.
Well, you've got one already. All right. We don't have to say anything more.
I've got like a bunch of more.
Oh, I don't want to see it. Okay.
Close the show out. Gee, what are we
That's
doing?
That's a show. This is Dan signing off for Jason. Reminding you to always keep your stick on the ice and never wear the blue sweats.
Sit, Bubba, sit. Good dog.
I've spoken.
Good night, Law Patch Kids. And especially you on the X. Daisy Don't 89. But her thing is electric Japanese fizzy blossom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that's why I went.
That's Fizzy yeah. Lizzie.
Fizzy Lizzie?
That yeah. was and that was your Asian.
That was my Japanese
accent.
Good night, Law Patch Kids.
You just to do a good Asian accent, you just switch your L's and R's and you're fine. So like I would say, I'm going down to the river to eat some liver. They would say, I'm going down to the liver to eat some river.
Good night, Raul Patchkin.
There it is.